Let's pull back from the Brooklyn Naval Yard to the Big Apple itself. Poet and critic Kenneth Goldsmith is the author of Capital, New York, Capital of the 20th Century. The blunderbuss of a book consists entirely of quotes about New York City. Do you wonder what inspired Kenneth to undertake such a massive Gotham-esque and suitably Goldsmith-esque project? Well, that makes two of us.
Well, my favorite book ever is a book written by Walter Benjamin, and it's called The Arcades Project. Basically, it's 1,000 pages of quotations about Paris in the 19th century. Benjamin sat in several libraries and read books and took notes on what he considered to be the most interesting parts of those books, just copied passages out, and then arranged them into various what he called convolutes or categories. Basically, it was a collage novel that tries to give the sense of what Paris was in the 19th century. It's unreadable.
So if you see Benjamin's The Arcades Project as the Guinness Book of Records for Paris, do you see your book, Capital, as the Guinness Book of Records for New York?
I'd like to think of it that way. I think it's slightly misleading. I mean, the Guinness Book of World Records is all superlatives. Now, you would say there are many books about superlatives that deal with New York. You know, greatest city in the world, 1,000 best things ever said about New York, 101 great things to see in New York, superlatives. My book is an anti-superlative book. It deals with the quiet moments, the unnoticed moments, the cracks in the sidewalk, the shoes that are lying on the street, the manhole covers that are being run over by tanks coming down Fifth Avenue.
Yeah. You have a very wide range of writers that you quote from, everyone from the historian Lewis Mumford. You've got Andy Warhol in there, the Soviet poet whose name I'm going to butcher, Vladimir Mayakovsky, and even the horror writer H.P. Lovecraft. I'm curious, how much reading and research did you have to do to find the quotations that you wanted to include?
I spent 10 years in libraries, pulling dusty old books off shelves, opening them up, flipping through them, and hoping my eye would latch onto something gorgeous. And when it would, I would type it into my laptop and then close the book and take another off the shelf.
Wow.
And that's the way the book was constructed. It was the most glorious decade of my life, and I was so sad when it ended.
Glorious because you had this chance to dip into all these books and read and discover things? Is that why it was so glorious?
Oh, my dream is just to spend my life in a library. Yes, looking at old books. What could be better?
Nothing really. So now would be an ideal time to have you read an excerpt from Capital.
Sure. Enough leeks to coat all Fifth Avenue with vichyssoise. A good humor bar ghouly obstructing Park Avenue. A violin crafted from wood from an old house in Elizabeth Street. The library lions refuse any longer to guard people who believe that wisdom lies in books. And vow they'll repatriate themselves to Africa, where there is still some freedom. The statue of Father Duffy in Times Square, mummified on his pedestal by a shroud of plastic sheeting, bundled in his sacking against his cross, against a sky of streaming neon and balletic peanuts. When the South Tube of the Lincoln Tunnel was officially opened on December 12, 1937, it had already been sanctified by the legend that its glass roof was intended to give travelers a good view of the fishes in the North River. On Sutton Place, a man fishes out his 18th story window for eels. If it were blood pouring out of the hydrants, would people staunch the flow? A naked butcher on a roof in Hester Street. Dogs wag their tails up and down instead of sideways in the Flatiron Building.
That was a wonderful read.
Thank you.
I wish I heard your voice. Well, hopefully now I will when I read the rest of it.
I appreciate that.
I want to hear your voice because that just brings so much more gravitas than my inner voice. You got to get a Kenneth Goldsmith inner voice app for reading, I think. Seriously, that would be good. Were there any things that you think are missing from the book? Like if you could go back and update it, are there quotations that you'd like to add? Things that you said, darn, I wish I'd put that in.
I missed everything.
Yeah?
Everything. Of the percentage of books in the University of Pennsylvania library where I teach and spent a lot of time researching, there are shelves and shelves and shelves of them. I think I only got through a few shelves. Mm. But it's very much like the city itself. I mean, how can you describe the city? New York City. It's impossible. Most of the history in New York City that's being made, perhaps at this moment as I sit here speaking to you, will go unrecorded. You know, it made me think that really history, in fact, is impossible to write. It's a complete fiction. All history, historical writing, historical narratives are a fiction. And in this sense, this book is a great failure to describe the city. How can you describe 100 years of New York in 1,000 pages?
Yeah, you're capturing moods and moments, which are the things that will resonate with readers. It's kind of almost the secret history of New York City, I would say. One of the things you said, it's an impossible task. How can you describe New York City? So is that the reason why you wanted to do it this way, like use appropriation, take words that already exist and use them rather than create your own original writing on this because it's just something that can't be done?
Well, I mean, I'm not a historian. I'm a poet. And my poetics have always questioned the validity of my own words as opposed to others. You know, this book is an autobiography of mine, but I didn't write a word of it. But then again, I wrote every word of it. I can read this book and I can cry in certain sections because I'm from New York. I've never lived anywhere else. I find the book to be vastly sentimental and all about myself. So how can you write a book that you didn't write and have it be a book about you?
Kenneth Goldsmith is a poet, critic, and the author of Capital, New York, Capital of the 20th Century. Find out more at WPR.org/beta.
Rent-DMC kind of saw it a different way. They saw it as sneakers were empowering. They were their way of expressing themselves.
Nicholas Smith joins us to dig into the history of sneakers right after this. I'm Doug Gordon. You're listening to Beta on Wisconsin Public Radio.